and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we're two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish. In today's episode, we compare notes on busyness in Japan versus the States. As children, we had the double whammy of going to American school and Japanese school, in addition to many extracurricular activities. It's funny and a little sad to compare how we played as kids versus kids today versus our parents as kids. Let's listen in.
こんにちは。ロスジャパこと、ロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと、
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは、日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で、日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。今日のエピソードは、日本とアメリカの忙しさを比べます。二人は小さい頃、アメリカの現地校に通いながら、日本語の補習校に通うというダブルパンチに加えて、いろいろな習い事をこなしていました。今の子供たち、親が子供だった頃、そして自分たちの子供の頃の遊びを比べながら、ちょっぴりおかしい、ちょっぴり切ない気持ちに浸ります。それでは早速エピソードを覗いてみましょう。Especially without internet, and
yeah,
これぐらい日本語ちゃんと維持できたことが素晴らし逆に素晴らしいんじゃないかっていうくらいだと思うんだよね。
Well, I think what the problem was, like if I were to look back and say, okay, what was the problem? I mean, certainly we were trying to do 1 week of curriculum that Japan was doing on one Saturday, which is like a ridiculous thing to expect because, you know, that's how Nihonjin Gakko was set up.
Yeah.
But, you know, in addition to like regular school,You know, we had swimming and we had piano lessons and we had, you know, like we had all this other stuff. It's like, when were we supposed to do the Nihongo no Benkyo besides the one Saturday that we went to school? do you know what I mean? Like, there was no time for that. So I think had, you know, had we not had so many extracurricular activities and studying Japanese was our extracurricular activity, I think it could have been a different outcome. But yeah, I mean, we were just so busy with everything else. Like, I don't remember ever having any like free time as a child.
でしょ? Yanko-san. The other day, I was so busy, like all the documentation stuff for the house, for the car, and for everything else, I do, and it's not Yan's job.
Yeah.
And the cleaning, Yan does the basic routine cleaning, but I do like the heavy duty cleaning.
Yeah.
だからヤコがとにかく忙しく買った時があったよね。And there was a time when Yan could literally do nothing because I was doing all of this, okay?
And so
he was in the house, like, こう更新してて、暇みたいな。He was like saying, hima da na, とか言って言ってて。
Oh my god.
It was like, he was joking, of course, but he was having fun with that. And I was like, パチパチパチパチ。一生懸命やって、電話しまくってやっててさ、すごいそういう時があったんだけど、I constantly tell him how I have never in my life had a hima na moment. I don't remember that.だけど、ヤンチョさんはこう子供の時からもう暇すぎてもう早く大人になりたいとか早くおじいちゃんになりたいみたいな。I do not understand that at all っていう話をね、するんだけど。
Yeah, I mean, I remember like in high school where I was in jazz band, and so jazz band was before school, right? Bukatsu, but it was before school. So, you know, we'd have to get there like at 6, because school started at 7. So we were there for the 6 o'clock hour. School started at 7, and then we had swim practice right after school. In the fall, in particular, there was girls' high school swimming, so we went to that practice. And then, because I was in band, there was marching band practice that will go until 10, right? And so at 10, I would go home. home, and then I would start my homework, and then have to be at school at 6. You know, like, that was, like, every day. It was, like, ridiculousness in terms of how busy we were. And then there were swim meets and, you know, all this other stuff that was happening. And at that time, I want to say I was still taking piano lessons somewhere and dance lessons. And, you know, just, like, I just remember being sleep deprived as a child, you know?
それってでも多分やっこよりハードスケジュールだよ。日本のイメージではさ、日本の方が学生も大変で、アメリカの学生はなんか遊んでばっかりでみたいなイメージがあるんだよ。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but listening to your schedule, like, やっこたちのより全然大変よそれ。
Yeah, it was ridiculous for sure. I mean, a lot of kids don't participate in athletics and they don't participate in extra stuff like marching. You know, I was in marching band and jazz band. You know, like
that,
it was like I was just involved in a lot of things. You know, that was what was keeping it super busy. I had a friend in high school. She did nothing. All she did was just go to school, and then outside of school, she, you know, she wasn't part of any club or team or anything like that. So what he might thought. You know, like she would go home and play video games. You know, stuff like that. So. There's a lot of kids like that too, then there are people like me and you know, a lot of my friends who were involved with various sports and various activities and various clubs, and you know, so we were just super busy. I just なんか忙しい思い出が。
すごい大変そうだよ、それ聞いてると。
Even as children, I felt like as younger children, you know, it's because we had school Monday through Friday, we had swim practice every night, you know, and then we had piano lessons and dance lessons and whatnot. We had 日本人学校 on Saturday, we had swim meets like on the weekends.
So.
I don't remember there being a lot of time to hang out and play. And,
so.
Like, I felt like our play was like at the swim meets in between our events.
So. もうまさに遊びに行く時間っていうのはないんだよ。その代わり、そのいろんなミートに行くにも車で何時間もかけて行ってさ、泳ぐ間に時間があったから、その間に遊んでるわけ
じゃん。いや。
なんとタイムエフィシェントな
遊び方。
そう。子供のその遊ぶ力ってすごいよなって思う。Like,
yeah.
You'll find any time to think of something to play with or how to play みたいなのを考えるじゃないだ。それはすごいよ。
That's only children, I think, of our generation. I think we're the last.
Really?
Because now, yeah, kids don't really know how to play. They're all like...
プチプチプチ？あ、そっちでもそう？
Mm-hmm. Everybody. I mean, like, you see a group of kids on the playground and they're all, like, playing on their phones. It's such a sad scene. Yeah, they don't know how to play because they don't.
Yeah, it's a big thing over here too.
Because remember, like, we would have like a stick and then we would be like, ooh, let's draw things in the dirt, you know? Like, I mean, that's what we did.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't need anything. We remember we would be like, ayatori to kasa, like, we'd just be like, we would have a, literally like a piece of string and like play with it.
はい、そう、でも本当そうなんだよ。それもよくやんと話すんだけど、like we're like 13 years apart. So he's like ちょっと half a generation 違うじゃない？そうするとやんなんてもっとすごくてさ、playground もですらなくてさ、もう山の中に入って何も道具もなくて、はい、勝手に遊んで
くる。遊んでる。
And you have to use your imagination to come up with.You know, everything. And so, やっこたちも半分それあるじゃん、やっぱり。
Yeah.
ジェネレーションとしては。まあ、でも、もうすでにいっぱい遊び道具もあったから、それも使えたけど、はい、like, いや、自分のジェネレーションなんて、おもちゃがないし、みたいな。
I know, I don't think my, like, that reminds me of, like, my dad, and when he was kid, you know, like, his 遊び was, like, なんか、うなぎを。
そう。
He'd go fish for, like, うなぎとかそういうことやってた。
Yeah, my dad talks about that too. It's like, どうや、なんかこう殺してそれを餌にしてこの次のを取ってみたいなさ。すごい時代だなって思う。遊びばっかりしてるもん。
But like now, it does make me sad, you know, when kids don't know how to play.
Yeah.
They don't know how to play together and
そう。
how to, yeah, have fun with like nothing.
でしょ？そうなのよ。Communication skill っていうのか、social skill っていうのかがどうも全然大丈夫かなっていうのもあるし、その imagination 力。
Yep.
あれが。
Curiosity,
yes.
Imagination,
so.
The ability to explore.
それ、そう。
Those are, I think, really important values, and it's like, how do we instill that in our younger generations, you know?
いや、本当そう。だから、もうどのエイジの人にも、どの世界のどの人にも共通することだよね。
Mm-hmm.
It's just important no matter what you're doing and where you are in life.
本当そう、mm-hmm. もう日本は特にっていうかその差があるのかどうかわかんないけどアメリカの子供たちと It's like it's a big deal. I mean もうみんなこれだしね、mm-hmm. 一生懸命
Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか？ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。